Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
Okay, good morning. Welcome from Tulsa, Oklahoma. A show called Cash Flows, dedicated to those people trying to move forward in life. We call that the pursuit of the good life. My name's Cash Matthews, and I'm your host today. And you know, it's difficult in life to get traction. It's difficult to make things come true with how busy life is and how busy our thoughts can be and all the obligations we have and the requirement to be on Facebook, you know, 8 or 9 hours a day. It's hard to get things done. And one of the things I learned early in life was that you can copy off of your neighbor when they're doing something that you want to do. I also found out early in life that that was frowned upon by my third grade teacher, Aunt Dorothy. But then I found out again later in life that we should copy off of each other, that it's one of the greatest things we can do. Find somebody that has what you want and copy what it is they do. And so we talk about that on the Cash Flows show, and we introduce you to people out in the world who are doing things. You won't have a lot of people on here that are fixing to. You'll have people on this show that are actually doing things. So we're very glad you're here. And if you're trying to move forward in life, business, health, however you run your life, if you're trying to move forward, you're going to love the Cash Flow Show. Our philosophy is fire, aim, ready. And the acronym is FAR. You'll go far if you fire, aim, ready. It's about taking action, not perfect action, just boring old action. And with that, let me introduce you to the executive producer of Cash Flows, Mr. Kenneth Buckham. Kenneth.
Hey, how's it going today, Cash?
I'm well. I have, you know, and I, if I wasn't doing well, I want you to know, I'd be like, eh, I feel like a bucket of hair, you know,
I'd feel pretty weird.
You know, we've been on this for a little while. We're working hard. We've done almost 100 episodes together.
Yes.
And, from what I hear, that's a lot.
It is.
And, but I'm excited about it. We're doing great things.
Yeah, it is statistically significant.
Yeah, and we've had some of the amazing people. I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness, yes.
We're going to introduce David Treadwell in a few minutes.
But, I can't wait.
So, you know, Kenneth, you and I met at the Business Owners Networking Group.
Right.
And you and I work with entrepreneurs.
Yes, we do.
And we are entrepreneurs.
We are.
And, you know, I like to do a little nugget, and I think we have a name for that little nugget.
We do.
Can you help us?
I can.
Biz Bites? Biz Bites?
Isn't it exciting, though?
We have put in a lot of work on this show.
We have.
All right. Today's Biz Bite. Biz Bite. Brought to you by me and Kenneth and David Treadwell. I want to talk about the four absolute necessities of entrepreneurship. You can't fail at any one of these and run a successful business, or one will jump up and grab you. And so I'll do these quickly. The number one thing you have to do to run a business, own a business, you have to be good at something that's a valuable. I've got a friend that sold hand-carved Croatian wooden photo albums, and he couldn't figure out why his business didn't make it. Well, it wasn't a good model. There was a lot wrong with it. It was at the time that people stopped using photo albums. It was a tough business. Yeah. And he did make 500 sales at his garage sale the year following. But he didn't have a good business idea, and he wasn't very good at it. So step number one, you must be good at something, and you must be technically proficient. You must know how to do it. That's step number one of every business. You have to be at least pretty good at what you do. Are there businesses where you can stink at it and still make it? I have no idea. I don't know of one. Box number two for a successful entrepreneurship is you must learn how to run your business, which is, you know, we all get good at something, making pies or scooping poop or whatever it is you're going to do. We get good at that, but it doesn't mean that we know how to run a business. Now, because now that you're an entrepreneur, you've got taxes and HR and payroll and add some of the ad stuff. But so step two, box number two, you must fulfill is running the business. And, you know, too many people try to be everything to everybody. They try to be their, you know, sort of like the, what'd you call it the other day, the at-home appendectomy kit.
Right.
You know, sometimes we need professionals in our life. And that's where you reach out and create other professional relationships to build your business. Box number three of success is this. You must be great at marketing. Marketing is this. It's simple. You let people know that you exist. And Can you market big? Yeah. And you could. Can you market small? Sure. Can you fail at marketing? No. You know, some people have a great idea. They're great at taxes and all the business running, but nobody knows they exist. So you must, you've got to figure the marketing thing out. Some people hire it out, but you are always your own best marketer. People do business with other people that they know, that they like, that they trust. You must make yourself known. You must move yourself to the front of the line at whatever your endeavor is. And box number four is you got to have a balanced life. I mean, you know, what good is being who's who in business, but being who's he at home? You got to have a balanced life. There's no other exception for that. Your business isn't who you are. It's what you do. And once you recognize that, and why go through all the work to just have the so-called potential money and nobody to spend it with? Look, there's nothing better than, you know, I love making money and I love running businesses, but having somebody at home to take it home to and share with and be with and celebrate with and celebrate with your friends. Man, there's 12 of us going on a trip here shortly. We are going to celebrate our wins. Too many people focus on their losses. This is no time for that. It is time to celebrate your wins, however big, however small. And that's all I have to say about it. With that, let me introduce Mr. David Treadwell. David, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're so happy you're here. This has been an exciting one for us just because I've watched your career almost since day one.
Yeah, I think you
have. And, you know, I've just kind of kept an eye on it. And David is in the poop, waste removal, poop scooper.
Pet waste removal.
Pet waste removal. Yeah, I want to make sure I say it right. We'll give you plenty of chances to correct where I screw this up. Now, we met through the Bong Group, right?
Yeah, through Facebook.
Yeah, so we met on Facebook. We did the Bong thing together. You've been to events, and I think recently you got some recognition.
I did. October Entrepreneur of the Month.
The October Entrepreneur of the Month. Out of NC in October, that would have been about 4,800 people.
Quite a bit.
So number one out of 4,800 people for the month. That's kind of, you know, as they say, kind of a big deal. Like, what's your experience with Bong been like before we jump right in?
It's been great. You know, it took me a long time to be able to dive in and start networking. I'm just a one-man show.
Right.
You know, so I spent a lot of time just like on Facebook at first, just checking out people's posts and seeing what everyone had to say and seeing all these events. And I was pretty bummed that I wasn't able to make it out for a long time. But I think it was last year I told myself I'm going to start carving out time and making sure that I can come out, start doing one-on-ones with people, start doing the events. And it's been real rewarding. You know, I've met a lot of great people so far.
Yeah, I have a mechanism where I can go on the page and I'll type in everybody's name and see who's trending. Mm-hmm. You're trending. You've become kind of a cultural icon.
I'm trying to be real active in the group.
Well, you have been wonderfully active, and the number of people that have done one-on-ones with you and talked about you, and you know, we type your name in, and it shows up.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool that one of your buddies is like, it's starting to happen, and you're doing it though. I mean, the page is neutral. You know, it'll give you what you put in, and you've put in a lot of effort. You know, there's nowhere in the world that plants grow where they haven't been planted, and you're planting your brand and you and your friendship with so many people. And we've really enjoyed seeing it. I love it. You know I love it.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. You know, you get back what you put in, so I'm trying to put in a lot.
Right. Well, so I'm going to read your website, scoopitdudepetwasteremoval.com. Scoop it, dude. PetWasteRemoval.com. And David makes your backyard where your kids can play in it.
Yeah.
And where your neighbors can come over. You know, I mean, it's beautiful. He had an idea. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, I'm going to give this a shot. And it's working.
It is.
Like you went from zero. I don't know how many clients you have now, but it's got to be.
I'm around 80 weekly visits.
80 weekly visits, man. Yeah. Like, that's a business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like I said last time that, man, I am amazed by it. Well, what was your inspiration on starting a pet waste removal?
Well, I just kind of fell into it, not literally.
I just sort of stepped into it. You should have said stepped into it.
Stepped right into it. No, I always knew that I wanted to run a business. I never really knew what kind, though, but I knew that if I did, I could be great at it. And before this, my background is kind of in healthcare. I was a pharmacy technician before I started this for 8 years. And during 2020, the whole pandemic, I decided I wanted to do something different. And I was never really making a living wage either. You know, we were all just kind of getting by, me and my family.
Yeah.
And I wanted something more. And I had seen a truck driving around town that does the same thing. And I said to my friends, wouldn't this be cool? And you know how that goes. You're always talking with friends about ideas and no one follows through on it.
Right.
So a couple years go by and just decided that I wanted to go for it.
Right.
You know, and see what could happen. And I found a couple people online. There's this girl named Erica Krupin that's up in Michigan. And she's on YouTube and she's documented her business journey in the poop scooping industry since day one.
Wow.
And kind of just gives a step-by-step guide. So I watched a lot of her videos and saw how she did it, just like how you were talking about copying people, you know,
right,
at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I did. And I just started. I had no clue what I was doing. I had a bucket and a rake. I put some flyers out there, put some ads on Facebook. It took a couple weeks, but before I knew it, you know, I had one customer. Then I had two. Then I had seven. And I built it all the way up to 80, and there's still a lot of room to grow.
Wow. So will there be a point where you have to hire somebody to help out?
Yeah, I'd love to do that sometime this year.
Yeah. That could happen in 24?
Yeah, absolutely.
So people hear of your business, and, you know, I'm not sure what their opinion is, but, I would think that some people have misconceptions about what you do.
Yeah.
Are there some common things that people are getting wrong when they think about your industry?
Yeah, so the number one thing that I hear, that I hate to hear, is people will say that this service is for lazy people. And if you hire someone to pick up your dog poop, you don't deserve a dog. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
Huh.
There's all sorts of reasons why someone would want to hire us. A lot of people are just disabled. They're elderly. They can't bend over and do it anymore.
Right.
There's so many people that have brought me on because they've had surgeries. And I'll pick up for them a couple weeks, and then they discover that the service is so convenient, they just decide to keep me on, you know, long term.
Right.
And so, I think if anyone is going to take the step to hire someone to pick up their dog's poop, that says that they love their animal.
Absolutely. You know, we don't all have time to do everything.
Right.
You know, I don't have time to mow my yard.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that I don't love my family.
Exactly.
And so if you're out there and you think people don't love their pets because somebody else is scooping their poop,
it's ridiculous.
You're wrong. Like, we also hear some crazy stuff on this show.
Yeah.
And that's wacky. Like, and I don't know, man. We think we got to love each other first. And if we start with that as a foundation, then we can take somebody like David Treadwell and go, what a cool idea. Let's support him.
Yeah.
And I think that is awesome. So are you still just with a bucket and a rake?
Yeah.
Is that sort of the basic?
I've got a big, like, 4 or 5 gallon bucket. It's kind of like a giant dustbin, and it's super efficient. Allows me to pick up a lot.
So, any chance you've ever taken one of those and put it in a brown bag and lit it on somebody's porch?
There's been a few people that
we actually had a couple questions call in people. Yeah, that's, I mean, have you ever done that, Kenna?
No, I have not.
You should try it. It is very effective. So if somebody was thinking about getting into that kind of business, what would you tell them?
I would just tell them to go for it. You don't have to have everything figured out on day one.
Right.
Like you said, fire aim ready. So, excuse me. You can make it up as you go along. I'm 2 years into it, and I'm still coming up with new policies, new procedures all the time.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is that anyone can run a scooping business.
Right.
So don't psych yourself out thinking that you can't do it. You totally can, and you can do pretty well for yourself, too, doing it. So.
I'm so glad to hear that you're up to 80 clients.
Yeah.
So you'll be breaking 100 this year.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah, that would we need to get behind this because I think I think this is just an awesome idea.
Behind? Was that a joke? Do I need to do the...
Thanks for coming to our show today. You just ruined it.
Yeah, I really want to get past that 100 client mark. That would be a big thing. you know, I'm in this group on Facebook. I can't say the name. We're not, it's kind of like Bike Club. We're not supposed to talk about it.
Okay.
But it's hundreds of other poop scooping companies. And there's some
around,
of them that
around
have,
the country. Kind
yeah.
Of
around the world.
Wow.
It's a global business, global industry. And it's real nice, getting to talk to all these people that have been on it for 20 years. There's people out there that have 1,500, 2,000 clients, 3,000 clients.
Wow.
Making multi-million dollars every year. So that's where I want to get this to. And eventually it will be.
Very cool.
Yeah.
People are making millions at this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we need to have a meeting.
Yeah, it sounds like
figure that out.
Sounds
so
like
you're involved in the community. You're very involved in the Bond Group.
Yeah.
And you're one of those guys, and I've seen, we've discussed this, and some of the newer members, especially some of the younger members, you've, I guess, given good counsel to. What about other community involvement? What other kind of stuff do you have going on?
Yeah, I've always loved to give back to the community whenever I can. So I am in this other group called the Bark Club, and that's a group where everyone in it has a pet-related business.
Right.
And aside from networking with each other, our main goal is to give back to the community in some way.
Okay.
So we try and put on events. We're trying to do an event every quarter that's going to benefit some type of dog charity. And then just other events that, you know, you can bring your dog out for something and have some fun for free. I think in the summer we did an ice cream social for dogs and had a little splash pad set up. So you could bring your dog out, get them some doggy ice cream, and they could run around in some puddles. Wow. November, we did photos with Santa and raised money for a local charity. And then in December, we did another fundraiser at an event space downtown. A lot of people came out. We did a silent auction, had all sorts of arts and crafts booths set up, and we raised over $1,500 for the Oklahoma Pet Collective Society.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, so the Bark Club was a quasi Bong.
Yeah,
group.
Everyone met through the Bong Group.
Yeah, and it's gone outside of that now, which is just excellent. I mean, that's really one of the great goals is people come into our group and then create their own autonomy. Where can they find information about the Bark Club? Because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, well, you can get in touch with me if you have any questions about it. We also have a Facebook page. That's about it. We don't have an actual website page or anything like that.
Got
but
it.
You can find us on Facebook if you
okay.
like.
Okay, and they can find you at scoopitdudepetwasteremoval.com.
Yep, or you can find me on Facebook.
You can
too,
find David Treadwell. He's the guy with the cool mustache.
That's
and,
right.
And one of the cool guys in the Bong Group that we really do appreciate. We're going to take a quick break, David, and we're going to have Mr. Kenneth talk to us just for a moment about our sponsors. Kenneth, who you got today?
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
All right, today we are going to elevate our friends over at Elevate Coworking. Elevate Coworking is where local business owners connect, collaborate, and grow. We offer a community of tools and resources to fuel your passion and your productivity. Elevate your future with us, where success is not just achieved, but celebrated together.
I like the music.
Yeah, I do too.
Nice.
I almost don't want to fade it out. I just want to keep it going.
I don't know how to dance, but I know I can bob my head with the best of them.
Yeah, a good head bob is always needed.
I kind of bite my lip. Yeah. Thank you for that. We should do more of that. We are here today with David Treadwell. And you can find David on Facebook. You can find him out on the web at scoopitdudepetwasteremoval.com. And he's in an industry, the pet waste removal business, that can actually be a multi-million dollar business. And for those who want to know more about the entrepreneurial side, you can contact David. But he cleans up after our pets. And I think that is a high-value proposition. And I think it shows just how much we all love our pets. You know, we mm-hmm. want... Everybody loves pets. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my brain. We should all have many, and I love them. I do not always have time to clean up after them. And my wife is precious. She's not familiar with that concept. Did that sound polite?
No, I mean,
I think so.
I'll work on that a little bit.
And talk about it when you get home.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's right.
We'll make sure she doesn't get to listen to that part of your show. Anyway, we're here with David Treadwell talking about ScoopItDudePetWasteRemoval.com. And David, we're fascinated by you, the entrepreneur of the month in the Tulsa Bong when it was 4,800 members. Has the demand for what you do evolved over time? People come to, you're not some kid in the neighborhood.
Right.
You're a legit business. Doing legit work. Like what's happened to the demand curve in your business?
Yeah. So like I said, this business has been around for, I think, since the 70s. So even with that, I still have a lot of people that contact me that never even realized that this service existed.
Right.
So I go back to the Facebook community I'm in with all the other scoopers. We all look at it as a job to help educate people that this service does exist, and it's a service that does need to be done.
Right.
And as far as like the evolution of it goes, you know, it's always just, it's pretty simple. There is not too much that goes into picking up the dog poop.
Right.
There is like a pattern that you walk in to make sure you're doing it. You're not just wandering aimlessly and things like that. But the demand, you know, it always picks up springtime, winter. Those are the busiest seasons. You'd think summer would be, but that's pretty slow for whatever reason. I guess most people are just outside, so they're already willing to do it themselves.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they're putting the kids out there when they're not in school.
Yeah, getting them to do it. But I think long term, I think in about 5-10 years, this business will be just as common as having someone come over to mow your lawn.
Right.
So I think that's the direction the industry is going.
Yeah, I don't mow my yard. I want to have somebody do it who's better at it than me, which that's not a big hill to climb. I'm always trying to carve my name into the yard the times I tried it, and it just doesn't make any sense. So as a person in the home, there's no licensing required to do what you do.
No, there's not. Just need an LLC or a DBA.
Right, yeah. And then you're off
some liability insurance.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We're heading into that question. Yeah. What kind of liability do you have when you're at someone's house?
So the main liability is closing people's gates so their dogs don't get out.
Right.
That's something that's super important to me. I remember a long time ago, I had someone come and mow my lawn. They left my gate open and my dogs got out.
Right.
Almost lost them. One ended up at the pound. The other one found his way back home. But I don't want any client to ever have to do that. So I recently started a new policy to where I take a picture of the gate after every visit and they get an email showing that the gate is closed.
Right.
So that's my number one liability, is making sure that my client's pets are safe.
Yeah. I mean, that's primary in what you do. So the liability to keep the gate closed, keep the yard safe. And you don't use any chemicals either.
No, no,
okay.
no chemicals aside from cleaning the equipment. You know, I clean my rake to sanitize it and things like that.
There was a Jack Black movie about do you recall this movie?
I do.
And they created a product called Poobie Gone.
Oh my.
And you just
sprayed it on the poop and it would disappear.
And it would disappear, but then it all came back from the ether.
All at once.
All at once, yeah. Yeah, that was a bad situation. Wow. And I'm not making light of your business. As I was preparing to visit with you, I was like, I don't know if I should ask about that, which is exactly why I did ask about that. in my brain, you know, our world has just become more wealthy. You know, our resources are up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people gripe, but that's what gripers do. But in the real world that I live in, people are doing a little bit better every year. They have more disposable income. That's why we have the internet and Netflix and Amazon and all these things that liquidate our money. But it's because we have more.
Yeah.
And I would think that this is one of the high value lifestyle brand pieces. Do you see this being a product of the wealthy, or is everybody doing this?
I mean, really anyone can get this service. I try to make it affordable for everybody, but it's definitely a luxury service.
Right.
Some people don't view it as a necessity. Some people do. I think it is a necessity. You need to pick up the dog poop in your backyard, whether you're doing it or hiring someone to do it. Your dogs can get sick from it, especially if it piles up over like a year. You know, that's just a breeding ground for all sorts of nasty bacteria. So yeah, definitely a high-end luxury service, but I've got clients that range, you know, from poor to middle class all the way to upper class.
So so everybody's doing it.
Everyone can do it, yeah.
Everybody's doing it. All your friends are doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Sign up.
All right, let's do. So what differentiates you guys from what's going on in the rest of the industry? And to be fair, I do not – to me, you are the industry.
Gotcha.
You're my guy. Yeah, like you're the guy I know. So tell us what differentiates you and from somebody else that might be in the same business.
Yeah, so I think in the Tulsa area, there's like 9 or 10 other companies that do it.
Wow.
I think I'm the only one that's actually networking, super active on Facebook. But the number one thing that I think sets me apart from everyone else is I love to go above and beyond for clients.
Okay.
Just doing little things. If I see... your trash can is out by the curb and it's already been picked up.
Right.
I'll take your trash can up to the house.
Oh,
if
nice.
If there's a newspaper sitting in the driveway, I'll take it up to your front door. If I see a welcome mat or something on the back that's messed up, I'll put it back nice and straight. I'll refill your dog's water bowl.
Right.
I like to leave dog treats behind after every visit for the dogs. Just little things like that to add some extra value, I think sets me apart.
Are the dogs outside with you when you're doing it?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't like them to be, they can be jumping up on me and everything like that, or barking in my face nonstop.
Yeah.
So.
You ever had an animal try to bite you?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a scary incident once.
Yeah. What was that like?
Terrifying. So a long time ago, I was attacked by a dog when I was 8.
Ooh.
I never really want to go through that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this particular case, it was a new client. I had scooped for him maybe 3-4 times with no issue. I knew they had a doggy door, but I guess on this one particular visit, they left it open. And I heard some barking and everything like that. I was in the middle of the yard. It's a big yard. And this bulldog just comes barreling out. And usually, I've had dogs let out on me before, and usually I can keep my bucket and rake. I'll extend that out, and that'll keep the dog like at bay and keep their distance while I'm able to slowly walk out of the yard and everything like that. This dog did not care. It came barreling at me, slammed into my bucket, and I'm a little guy, but it hit me with such strong force it knocked me back, and then two other dogs came running out.
Oh no.
So I knew I was kind of in some big trouble. The other two dogs were trying to like get at my feet, so I'm kicking at them, and the bulldog is trying to get my face while I'm trying to stand back up and get my ground. So I have my rake in this dog's mouth, and I'm fighting to get it back. And I was finally able to get out the yard. I didn't get bit. And needless to say, I don't service that customer anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to take care of you too.
But yeah, my safety is a priority just as their dogs.
Do you let people know in advance hey, this is how this works?
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone gets a notification the night before, just a reminder that I'm coming out. And then they get a text message about 10, 15 minutes before I show. You know, whenever I'm on my way. So that should give them plenty of time to do whatever they need to do, secure the doggy door, et cetera, and things like that. So in this instance, I did let those people know that that had happened to me, and they ensured it wouldn't happen again. And so I started sending them personalized text messages straight from my phone instead of from my CRM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it happened again. Even though I had clearance to go in the backyard, it happened again. And so after that, I was... I have to break up with you.
Yeah.
Can't do it for you anymore.
Yeah, because if you get hurt, I mean, that jeopardizes all 80 customers
exactly.
on your list.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough – because I love dogs, but not all dogs.
Not all dogs love me.
Yeah, I understand that. When people have you do the work for them, do they have to sign a contract of any sort?
Nope.
So we don't
do contracts or anything like that. We're just a prepaid subscription service.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So you pay me up front, and then I come out every week and do it.
Got it.
Yep.
And they can cancel anytime?
They can cancel anytime.
I mean, that's a good value.
That's
awesome. Reasonable.
Yeah.
All right. So you do those little extras.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to talk about corollary businesses. Is there a corollary business along with what you do? Yeah, because when we do these shows, I like to really think about what's going on. And I always like to learn what's a corollary business. I met a kid. He's in our neighborhood. And mom's a friend of mine, and it's actually a little girl, and she figured out how to wash trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
She had been doing something in the neighborhood, but she started washing trash cans and is coming home with – she's 12 years old. She's coming home with boatloads of money.
It's amazing.
Are there other industries – or activities that could be added on to make your business grow even faster?
I think so. I read about this one kid that kind of did something similar as that lady in your neighborhood. This boy, he found a way. He would, before trash days, he would go through his neighborhood taking people's trash cans from the house down to the curb. And he would charge $1 per trash can.
Right.
And then eventually he had his whole neighborhood doing it. So he's like doing 1,500 houses in his neighborhood.
Wow.
And he's just making boatloads of money just taking people's trash to the curb.
What a good idea. People are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like that same way? People are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool, some of the ideas that have come through here.
Yeah. I love watching it, man. That's some of the most fun. So what do you enjoy most about this work you're doing?
I love so many things about it.
Yeah.
The Poop Scoop community is great. In September, I got to go to a conference and meet so many other people that have been in the business, people that I've talked to on Facebook for a year. It was great to meet all them. Made some really good friends from that group. I love being outside every day, you know, having that fresh air and everything. Getting to see people's dogs and the gratitude that people show towards me. That's something I absolutely love. I have a few apartment complexes I go to, and there's so many people that will just come out of their apartment just to thank me.
Wow.
You know, for coming
so
to pick up their
area.
The
dog, what are they called? The dog run?
Yeah, the common areas and things like that, you know.
Wow.
So they're happy that their kids can come out and they don't have to worry about stepping in dog poop, you know. And I've got customers that they'll text me after every visit just thanking me.
Okay. My wife wanted me to ask a question.
Go for it.
Do you clean out cat boxes also?
I used to. I don't anymore. It was just chaotic trying to get everyone on the same page to do that. You know, and my insurance...
You've got to be inside the house at that point.
Yeah, I do. And my insurance really just covers me to work outside.
Got it.
Yeah. Doesn't cover me to go inside.
Sorry.
I was having people leave the cat box outside for me, but there were too many instances where they would forget, even with the service reminders. And that would go by like 2-3 weeks, and then I've got a disgusting cat box to deal with.
Yeah, and you can't leave it near the dogs because they end up having cat box deli. Yeah.
Well, and then while it's outside, what's the cat doing inside?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right. So,
another good point.
Yep.
All right, so what keeps you motivated to keep on doing all this?
The number one thing is my family.
Yeah.
You know, I started this to have...
Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I started this to have a better life for me and my family. I've got a 5-year-old. He'll be 5 this month. I've got a 12-year-old, and I've got a wonderful, lovely wife. And we just deserve so much better than where we came from, you know, several years ago.
Yeah, just getting by is not
enough. Yeah, just getting by is not enough. So, I mean, this offers some financial independence. That September trip down to Myrtle Beach was the first vacation me and my wife had, and I don't know how long.
Oh, my gosh.
So just little things like that. Are really what motivate me. I just want a better life for me and my family.
All right. We're here with David Treadwell, Entrepreneur of the Month in October 2023. And he runs Scoop It Dude. And you can find him at scoopitdudepetwasteremoval.com. You can also find David personally over there on the old Facebook. David, we'd like to get a nugget from you for entrepreneurs. We call that the Biz Bite. We got music for that?
Biz Bites? Biz Bites?
What is it?
I can do okay, full on music. We got to do the whole thing.
Get it.
It's got a feel to it.
Biz Bites. Biz Bites.
All right. Now you're in the right flow. Yeah. David, what say you to our entrepreneurs out there?
It's so simple, but you can apply this to every single business. Answer your phone when someone calls.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And when you answer, don't just say hello.
Right.
I've called people before to do jobs for me. They pick up the phone, hello, is this so-and-so business? You know, I don't know. Or is this someone's personal line? So I answer my phone every time it rings. If I do miss it, I call back within minutes.
Right.
And I hear constantly from my clients, I've called 4 or 5 other businesses. You're the only one that picked up. You're the only one that called me back,
right?
Et cetera, et cetera. So
I think that works in every business.
Every single business.
All right, one of the best Biz Bites we've had.
I love it.
Very, very good. Well, I think that's going to be a wrap for us, Mr. Kenneth.
All right.
What number of show is this that we've done?
This is number 96.
Wow. Ooh, big time.
Yeah.
Going big. Very cool. Well, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. We are thankful. Thank you, David, for
being here. Thanks so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
I know how busy you are. We're thankful to our sponsors, Kenneth.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a scary, messy world out there. And sometimes we just need to lock arms with each other and move forward. That's how I visualize the entrepreneurs in our communities, is that we're all just locked arm in arm trying to walk each other home. And we hope these speakers that we bring will give you value, encouragement, and we also have a lot of fun interviewing them. So for today, let's be nice to each other. Let's make good choices for our family. And today, let's forgive somebody that absolutely does not deserve it, because forgiveness is not about them. It's about you and cutting those chains that have bound you down for so long. And to our friends out there that continue to watch us on Facebook and TulsaBong.com and all the places where we exist, thank you guys. And thank you for being part of Cash Flows. And always remember, this show is about you.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.